Good afternoon, everybody on the line today, as we again continue our noon hour roundtable regarding the progress of COVID-19 through our community and all those that are out there that are helping us combat this. I think this, I think the city is doing, and residents of the city are doing a phenomenal job on this. And I know we've got the health unit on the line, so we will start off with it, Chantel, or was it Dr. Chantel, please?
Thank you, Mayor Perry. Today we are not reporting a new positive case, so we haven't had any positive cases in the PHU area in the last 24 hours. So the current number of confirmed cases is 61, and 9 of which remain active. So as of yesterday, over 2,300 COVID-19 tests have been completed in our region. 642 are under investigation, 48 are resolved, and we still have the 4 deaths linked to COVID. As of yesterday, a small list of non-healthcare workplaces was granted permission to open. Businesses in the area who can visit the Government of Ontario website for some guidance on managing the businesses with the public health recommendations and the guidelines, the strict recommendations to prevent the spread of COVID. Business owners can also call the health unit for further information or assistance. Just to provide an update, we are working closely with community partners across our district to complete the surveillance testing in long-term care homes, which was included in the government's, the province's action plan for long-term care homes. So we do have a total of 10 long-term homes in our district. By the end of this week, we will have 7 of the 10 long-term care homes with completed testing. 2 are already done, 3 are in progress, and 2 are scheduled for this week, which would bring a total to 7 long-term care home surveillance testing this week and 3 next week. So we do have a deadline of, the government did give us a deadline of May 15th, so we are well on our way to meeting that deadline. Again, thank you to our community partners who are working diligently to meet the recommendations and the guidelines that the Government of Ontario has put. It is a mental health week, as we mentioned previously. The 5 ways of well-being can help you cope with these challenging times. To stay safe and stay well, we ask that community members be curious. So take notice of what is around you when you're out for a walk, the trees, the grass that's becoming a little bit greener, and the little things that are around you. So take time to be mindful and be aware of the world around and what you're feeling. So notice the breeze on your skin or the sun on your face, or the laughter of your child, or the playfulness of your pets. So focus on your breath or the sounds around you. By taking notice of these experiences, you will appreciate what matters to you. There, you can follow our Facebook page for more information about activities that people can do to stay well and stay safe. Again, we do have our COVID assessment centers throughout the district, and our COVID information line is open today from 9 to 5. Community members can call their local health unit office or the 1-800 number. Stay well, stay home, and stay positive.
Okay, thanks, Chantel. Next, we'll go to Blaise McNeil at the Timmins and District Hospital.
Yes, good afternoon, everybody on the line. As we've seen announced across the province, the current restrictions are working to slow the rate of transmission of COVID-19. As we continue making progress against the spread of COVID-19, we are asking you to keep doing your part to make the pandemic as short as possible. This can only be accomplished by staying the course and adhering to public health measures that are currently in place. This is not going to be an easy transition, but it's one that we are all making together. Through measured, evidence-based changes being made, we hope to slowly transition into what will be our new normal. It may be said often, but it can't be said enough. We cannot return to business as usual quickly without undoing all the progress that we've made. The health of our community, healthcare sector, and frontline workers depends on us all staying the course together. We are asking our community to please stay safe, stay home unless it's for essential travel, and please wash your hands often. While physical distancing is important, we don't want people to be socially distant themselves from family and supports. It's by continuing to work together that we'll make this pandemic as short as possible. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Blaze. There's not a report from the DSAP today, and from the City of Timmins perspective, tax bills have gone out over the last week, and people are receiving their tax bills. A reminder that City Hall is closed to the public, but can be reached virtually online or through the Service of Timmins telephone line. For anyone who needs to negotiate a deferral of payment, that's something that we can do through our tax department, so please call the City of Timmins for that. With this, we'll go to the media for any questions. Okay, hearing none, then we'll go over to Mayor Perry for some closing remarks.
And good afternoon again. I would like to say that the only comments we've had in relation to community activity have been in relation to the younger people congregating in parking lots and such. Remember that one positive case that we've announced this week is in that age group from 11 to 19. Beware of the fact that, of course, anybody can get this and you can get it at any time. There's an awful lot of individuals out there that are asymptomatic that have it. We've got to be aware of it. So that's, again, stressing the same information, the same facts that we've been stressing since day one. The vast majority of the population within the City of Timmins and the district are following these rules, and we've been very successful. We want to keep this up, especially as the economy is gradually opened up. You, again, are the author of your own destiny. Remember, when your individuals are out there and they're not doing the proper thing, it's within your right to say, please step back. If you don't feel safe, walk away. If someone is making it unsafe for you, you've got the right, of course, to tell them that. It's a safe environment to do that. It's not usually, people don't usually feel comfortable in stepping out and pointing out these facts to others that are in close proximity to them. But rest assured, that first of all, the individual might be just absent-minded, but in the back of your mind, you have to know that if they're not conscious about their own safety, they won't be conscious about yours. So it is definitely up to every individual as we transition through this period of closure into a more open economy, that they keep practicing all the lessons that they've learned over the last number of months with COVID-19. As we progress this through this week, we know we're waiting anxiously for the number of tests that are coming back from these long-term care facilities, and hopefully over the next couple of days, we continue on with these very, very good results. Right now, I'd like to take specific thanks to some of the volunteers that have been working very closely with DSAP, this list was sent through to the individual that's been coordinating this through DSAP, and that'd be Carol Duguay. That's Alex and Janelle Bland. Give me enough tries, I guess I'll say it correctly. University students and their group of about 20 volunteers that started the home delivery program throughout the community. There's also the Anti-Hunger Coalition in Timmins, First Baptist Church, Salvation Army, Lord's Kitchen, Rotary Timmins, Red Cross, of course, the Timmins Food Bank, South Portland Food Bank, and really all the food banks in the district. There's so many volunteers that participated in addition to the food program that they literally can't name them all. And that, again, speaks to the spirit of the Timmins citizens that respond and make things happen in a positive fashion in times of crisis like this. I'd like, again, to say thank you to the restaurants that have participated in the food delivery program, and Boston's Pizza, Eastside Mario's, Northern Lights Fromagère, this place is next to the Victory Tavern, vegan restaurants, McIntyre Coffee Shop, Montana's, and Pick of the Crop. These are just some of the agencies and some of the businesses that have been, and some of the individuals that have been working in this program that have been, it's just really, really successful and heartwarming. So thank you very much to everybody out there. And again, as we progress through the as we progress through this week, we will continue to mention them. Another very bit of important news is what's happening through the federal programs. And this is these are great numbers. 69 businesses have called or emailed to inquire about assistance programs from FedNor. FedNor is doing, with a handful of people, a phenomenally good job. 23 businesses received loans in the month, just in the month of April. $1,598,500 was advanced from the Venture Center. These people are working hard to help our community. That's it's a small group of people that are working diligently to make things happen. 213 full-time jobs from maintained as a direct result of the 23 loans. They've assisted 40 existing clients with stopping interest accrual and payments for 6 months. There's currently 8 loan applications that are pending for final review with a value of $550,000 and 31 jobs impacted. All agencies in Timmins are working so that we survive this healthily, in a healthy fashion, physically and economically. So we've all got our oars in the water and pulling hard. Thank you very much for making all of this happen. We're doing a great job. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor Peary, and once again, thanks to the media for joining us.